Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. The number is 800-259-9231, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. We're going to get back to your calls here shortly to give you a little bit more information first about what we talked about in the last hour. If you're just tuning in, the LA Times reporting that, shocker, atheists and agnostics know more about religion than the religious. In fact, across the education spectrum, people that are atheists and agnostics that are, you know, relatively uneducated as far as they didn't go to a lot of college. Not that that means you're uneducated, because you can always learn things on your own. But that's what they're looking at when they talk about education. Right.
When they talk about education, they mean having paid the government school system.
Yeah.
Mostly.
So across the spectrum, people that are very educated through the system, people that aren't educated through the system, atheists and agnostics know more about religion than the religious do. And so to atheists and agnostics, this is not a shocker of a story. This is not surprising. It makes sense because, as the experts here in the story have pointed out from the Pew Center that did the study, atheists and agnostics usually weren't born that way. Well, I guess everybody's born an atheist in that case, but they weren't raised that way. They went through a family upbringing that might have indoctrinated them to a specific religion.
Yeah, isn't it strange that all these people that in general know, whether they're Christian or Jewish or Muslim or whatever it is, they know what the actually Jews probably aren't a good example here. They know what the true religion is, and it happens to be the one they were born into.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't God fair and just?
So, the atheists and the agnostics were born into these same families, but they took a look at their religious beliefs, they analyzed their religious beliefs, and they rejected them. And to do that requires some accumulation of knowledge. It requires one looking into one's belief system and learning about it in order to be able to more accurately reject it. So back to the LA Times here for a little bit more detail. The groups at the top of the U.S. Religious Knowledge Survey were followed in order by white evangelical Protestants. By the way, what they didn't mention in this section of the story is that Jews and Mormons were just below. So it's atheists, agnostics, Jews, Mormons, then it's evangelical Protestants, white. I don't know why they're mentioning the race of them, but white Catholics, white mainline Protestants, people who are unaffiliated with any faith, but not atheist or agnostic, black Protestants and Latino Catholics. Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists were included in the survey, but their numbers were too small to be broken out as statistically significant. Stephen Protero, a professor of religion at Boston University and author of Religious Literacy, What Every American Needs to Know and Doesn't, served as an advisor of the survey. He says, I think, in general, the survey confirms what I argued in the book, which is that we know almost nothing about our own religions and even less about the religions of other people, he said. He said he found it significant that Mormons, who are not considered Christians by many fundamentalists, showed greater knowledge of the Bible than even the evangelical Christians did. The Reverend Adam Hamilton, a Methodist minister from Kansas and the author of When Christians Get It Wrong, said the survey's results may reflect a reluctance by many people to dig deeply into their own beliefs and especially into those of others. I think that what happens for many Christians is they accept their particular faith, they accept it to be true, and they stop examining it. Why should they, right? They're comfortable.
They know what the truth is.
They believe they're going to go to heaven or whatever.
That's what Christianity sells, the truth.
Consequently, because it's already accepted to be true, they don't examine other people's faiths. That, I think, he says, is not healthy for a person of any faith. The Pew survey was not without its bright spots for the devout. 8 in 10 people surveyed knew that Mother Teresa was Catholic. 7 in 10 knew that, according to the Bible, Moses led the Exodus from Egypt and that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. These pretty basic facts there, or allegations. The questions that elicited the most correct responses concerned whether public school teachers are allowed to lead their classes in prayer. 89% of the respondents correctly said no. However, 67% also said that such teachers are not permitted to read from the Bible as an example of literature, something the law clearly allows.
Sure.
For comparison purposes, the survey asked some questions about general knowledge, which yielded the scariest findings. 4% of Americans believe that Stephen King, not Herman Melville, wrote Moby Dick.
Okay, that is scary.
I love some of that stuff. 4%! You know, they have to be Christmas tree, right? I mean,
I don't know.
I love those good old man on the street things.
Yeah.
Because they can reveal so
real
much.
Real America.
They really do. The one that comes to mind was just one of my favorites was during the 2008 presidential campaign for Barack Obama. Howard Stern sends one of his guys, his lunatics out on the street.
We played the audio from that, didn't we?
I think so. Out on the street to ask black people why they're voting for Barack Obama. And what they would do is they would take his platforms on things like pro-choice as far as abortion and turn it exactly around. Mm-hmm. They would say the exact opposite of what Barack Obama believes and then say, do you support Barack Obama's position on blah, 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 and then say the
and
position.
Spit that out, yeah.
And then say the exact opposite of what he believes. And the ones that they played, right?
Right.
This is just anecdotal. It's not about, what is statistical or anything like that, but it's really fun to see. And
oh, of course I support that. Absolutely.
Look, yeah, Barack Obama's great. Whatever he says about abortion or whatever is true. So obviously, it was clear and obvious what these people that they showed were going to vote for Barack Obama or were interested in Barack Obama as a candidate. Because of his color, because they certainly didn't know a darn thing. They were asked several questions. I remember one guy in particular. They showed, he was just so animated on TV that he made for good television. They showed him answering several questions wrong, and so I just found it very, very amusing. And then you ask people, well, who's the vice president? They don't know. These same people have a vote though.
To the phones and the fun. Sean is in Indiana, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark. Hello, Sean.
How you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about yesterday. You guys had a police officer call in, and he was kind of berating you guys for, lumping the police together as all sort of, they're all kind of responsible for promoting the little bits that the supposed bad few do. And what you guys really got into, though, was kind of that the police are treated differently when brought before the court. And the police officer that called in was trying to say that that's not true, that's not true. And I was hoping you guys would bring it up, but you didn't. On LouRockwell.com's blog, he had a great video up there of this jury selection being done. And it has all these people on there being asked these questions about police, and like three or four of the jurors in the pool are all like, yes, I would believe a police officer over what anybody said. They're a public servant. Why would they want to lie? And so there's it's obviously stating that. And so it's just there's this mental wall that people put up when it comes to police, that for some reason they believe that, with the idea of protecting and serving, that police are supposed to be there to, that the police are always going to carry out their duties in the, I guess, most golden light. And so if anybody wants to go ahead and watch this video, it's just ridiculous.
What was it called on Lou Ruckel's blog?
The Sheeple Jury or something like that. And
within within the last couple of days?
Yeah, within the last couple of days, and the video's name is The Pastor Anderson Jury Trial, Vordevire, and it starts off with Twilight Zone music, and then goes into these questions, and it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that tonight. We did share at the beginning of this show that this outrageous story that Mark brought up about a 15-year-old girl who was raped by a government bureaucrat. The government bureaucrat was given 10 years probation, and it was found that the government bureaucrat had raped multiple teenage girls. And so it was a good example of, a horrible example of how it is that the government bureaucrats get completely different treatment than, not just the police, but government bureaucrats in general. It's their little club. And they get completely different treatment than the rest of us do. So thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate it. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks for the call, Sean. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of Lou Rockwell, he says, prepare to be betrayed. By whom? Who would betray you?
Well, any politician?
Yeah, probably. We'll give you the details on what he's talking about here, and your calls are welcome. You take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. You can take control here, 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Listening options, we've got them. Live streams, around the clock, you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. If we're live, you'll hear that, but afterwards, you'll get the same episode repeated over and over again, so you can listen in any old time you want at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll find broadband and dial-up versions of the stream, so maybe you are on your mobile phone, but you don't have the best connectivity. You might want to use the dial-up stream in that particular case, or if you've got the broadband phone connections, then go with the broadband stream. And if you don't have any internet access, well, you can still listen on your phone because we've got listen lines. It'll actually allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plus, of course, you can get details on our 80 or so radio affiliates across the country and our satellite channel that'll allow you to listen in that way. Now, you should know that even though all those options, those listening options, are brought to you free of charge, QualityRental.com is on board bringing them to you.
Yeah, somebody's got to bring it to you. And Jim Frechette over there at Quality Rental is such a big supporter of Free Talk Live. He wanted to do something special for the listeners, and that's listen.freetalklive.com. So if you are in the southern New England area or having some event in the southern England new area, doesn't matter whether it's a party, a wedding, a barbecue, church gathering, or what it is, use QualityRental.com. They can handle the chairs, the tents, all those things that go into the rental business. You can check them out at QualityRental.com.
So Lou Rockwell, man we've had actually here in the studio within recent weeks, has he's got his own website, and it's the most popular liberty-oriented website on the internet. So,
which is a heck of a claim.
And it's a true claim from what I understand. LouRockwell.com, great place to go for liberty-oriented opinion and the occasional piece of news via his blog. This from Lou Rockwell himself. Prepare to be betrayed, he says. It's another revolutionary season in American politics, with voters preparing to do everything they can within the structure of the law to throw out the bad guys and the bad system they represent. The focus is on this amorphous thing called the Tea Party, which embodies a huge range of political impulses from libertarian all the way to authoritarian, united under the common belief that everything is going wrong in Washington with a common goal of upending the status quo. Now, where was the Tea Party when George Bush was in office? That's what I'd like to know. And what was so different?
We didn't need a Tea Party. We had Republicans in power, and they never do anything wrong.
Right? But really, from my perspective, I don't really see anything significant that has changed. Okay, yeah, they get the health care thing with Barack Obama. But what else? There's nothing really that's any significant difference between the two. Barack Obama is George Bush III. Anyway, that's just one of my critiques of the Tea Party.
You don't see it that way if you're a Republican, though,
yeah.
You know, generally.
Yeah. But, well, the Republicans don't see what the Republicans do. They don't see
right.
what their elected Republicans are doing.
What they don't, you know, and many Republicans are saying that George Bush, now they're saying George Bush was a bad choice.
Oh, are they?
And comparatively, if you're comparing your cancers, yeah, Barack Obama spent a lot more money than George Bush has. You know, there's no president that's spent as much money in history. So I can see the point on that, but at the same time, it's kind of disingenuous when George Bush had spent more money than any president prior to him.
Is that true that Barack Obama has spent in 2 years more than George Bush in 8? I don't believe that.
Something like that.
I would check your facts on that one.
There's some superlative that's all mixed up.
Maybe he spent more in 2 years than George Bush spent in 2 years. I find it hard to believe he spent more in 2 years than Bush spent in 8 years.
There's always the fact that now there's more money than there was at any other time in the
past.
That's
true. So you have to adjust for inflation, which we don't really even know what those numbers are because the government's inflation numbers are not actually accurate. Anyway, back to Lou. He says, so there's this Tea Party thing with this huge range of beliefs. The common goal, though, apparently, is that everything's wrong in Washington with a common goal of upending the status quo. Candidates that the Republican Party doesn't like are making big inroads to the party structure and quite possibly the election itself. And that's fun to watch, says Lou. The wind at their backs is the spectacular but wholly predictable failure of the Obama administration's economic witchcraft. Trillions and trillions created and spent, yet the suffering endures. The health care bill is also a source of American public anger. People are not deceived into believing that whatever reforms we're getting are going to fix the problems of the current system. They will make them worse. As it is, the freedom remaining in the system is the only reason the system serves us at all. Take that away, and you take away a lifeline. The revolt, then, is in high gear, and it's not the first time and won't be the last. The governed have been long very unhappy about the government, and they periodically wake up and seek to change it. It's been some 16 years since the last go-around of such revolutionary sentiment, and it's arguably stronger today than it was back in 1994. the good aspects of this have nothing to do with political outcomes, despite what people believe. The political environment focuses the mind on important issues like freedom, economics, culture, power, and its uses, and the role of the state. As they debate with their neighbors, follow election coverage, listen to the candidates, and watch the process, people learn and study and, most importantly, think and rethink. If you begin with a skeptical attitude toward the government, watching and thinking can lead to a radicalization, as happened with many of the folks, for instance, during 2008 and the Ron Paul campaign. Ron Paul caught a lot of people off, you know, somewhat off guard with his relatively radical in comparison to the rest of the candidates.
Yeah, he was radical compared to the other Republicans, that's for sure.
Viewpoint on freedom, and Ron Paul brought people on, you know, board with liberty from both the left and the right. So, yeah, people are definitely thinking, and that's why I believe that involving oneself in the political process, as icky as it might be, is still valuable because people are paying attention. And we don't want to leave those folks behind either. So he points out that, people are going to start to think. That can lead to radicalization and ultimately the embrace of a consistent opposition to government involvement. This is why election season always ends up creating a huge flood of new libertarians who buy books, feel inspiration to get active, perhaps for the first time, and dedicate themselves to reducing the power of the state in whatever way they can. If American politics can be said to contribute anything to American culture, it is this educational aspect that stands out. The elections focus the mind and lead people to new consciousness. Ideally, that consciousness would dawn without politicians and elections and all the apparatus of the season. And yet people are busy in normal times. They're dealing with regular life, you know, getting the bills paid, that kind of thing. It's the very urgency of the election that gives rise to the concern in the first place. You might as well know right now, however, that the Tea Party, no matter how successful it is at the polls in November, will certainly betray the Party of Liberty. There are several reasons for this, but fundamentally, one of them is intellectual. The Tea Party doesn't have a coherent view of liberty. Its activists tend to be good on specific economic issues like taxes, spending, stimulus, and health care. They worry about government intervention in these areas and can talk a good game. But just as with old-time conservatives, there are many issues on which the Tea Party tends toward inconsistency. The military and the issue of war is a major one. Many have brought in or bought into the line that the greatest threat this country faces domestically is the influx of adherents of Islam. In international politics, they tend to favor belligerence toward any regime that's not a captive of U.S. political control. All at the same time, I might add, by when they talk about lower taxes.
Yeah. They want lower taxes, more war, and a wall to keep us from the Mexicans.
It's a huge disconnect. Huge disconnect. And there's actually going to be, I think there's some tea parties coming up. I know there's going to be one in Keene, so maybe we'll see some of the liberty activists go out there. One of the nice things about the Keene tea parties is they actually have an open mic. I don't know how many of the tea parties allow for that. Obviously, I've not been to very many. But that's kind of cool, because then the real radical liberty folks can get up and talk. 800-259-9231. More on Lou Rockwell, his thoughts about the Tea Parties and how they're, well, you should expect to be betrayed if you're one of the Tea Partiers. It's Free Talk Live.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the
joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have micro plant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, we've got news updates. You want to be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live? Go and get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. There you'll find our email updates list. We've got Twitter and Facebook. So get on whichever delivery method works best for you. news.freetalklive.com. Hey, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? And do you understand that the tea parties are not the solution? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Back to lewrockwell.com, then to your phone calls. Lou Rockwell is talking to the people that might be suckered in by these Tea Party folks and their message of apparently lower taxes. Sounds a lot like what happened back in the mid-1990s when the Republicans were getting elected on their similar-sounding promises.
They got me on it. Yeah. You know, I mean, I was all for that contract with America. I was getting my imprimis.
You even signed the contract, huh?
What's that?
You signed the contract, did you?
I did not.
You didn't? Okay, yeah. So it really wasn't a contract.
So it wasn't a contract if I didn't sign it?
Right.
Well, they were signing a contract with America.
Ah.
It's like the Constitution. They sign it, and then it's a contract, right?
No.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Not how contracts work. You typically have to have offer and acceptance and a few other different things in order to have a valid contract.
Well, so, I rooted for them.
Consideration. What is it? Offer, acceptance, consideration.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm sorry.
Some other stuff. Anyway.
Wouldn't a contract with America be enforceable? So can't we go after these people?
They're liable, right?
Michael Bednarik, when he ran for, I think it was Texas, some position in Texas. I think it was a House of Representatives, U.S. House of Representatives position in Texas, actually tried to put together a contract. He made an effort, and you know, I thought it was an interesting ploy in order to get elected. It didn't work because he ran as a libertarian, unfortunately. But you know, it was neat. It was unique.
So let's continue with LouRockwell.com. Lou himself writing this one. He points out that these Tea Partiers are very inconsistent. They say one thing about smaller taxes, and then on the next breath, they're talking about a huge military going around the world killing people because they have a particular religion they don't like.
That's what they do, militaries.
But we're not going to pay for the military with taxes. We're going to just print that.
Which is actually a hidden tax, because when you print, it essentially steals money from people that have the existing dollars that, you know, are in their pockets or in their bank accounts. In fact, in many cases, they don't even have to print it. They just increment numbers in a computer somewhere. On immigration, the Tea Party ethos favors national ID and draconian impositions on businesses rather than market solutions like cutting welfare. On social and cultural issues, they can be as confused as the Christian right, believing that it's the job of the government to right all wrongs and to punish sin. Now, this doesn't describe them all. A poll taken last spring divides the activists with the Tea Parties into two camps, Palin and Paul. Both groups are mad as heck at the mainstream Republican Party, but only the Paul camp has broadened that anger to the government generally. Such are the philosophical problems. Just as telling are the structural problems in politics that lead all political candidates toward the center as a matter of maximizing votes. It's always the same. They count on their base to show up and vote for them, however reluctantly. It's the voters in the middle who get their attention. That's why all candidates tend to water down their positions after the primaries, that and to get funding from the corporatists allied with both parties. The larger problem occurs once they take office. Here's where the serious problems begin. They are leaned on by their new colleagues, the party elites, related financial interests, the press, and the entire system of which they are now a part. Are they going to make themselves enemies of that system? Or are they going to work within the system in order to achieve reform, and not just for one term, but more terms down the line? Doing a good job means being part of the structure. Doing a bad job means being an enemy of the very system they now serve. Which choice do they make? The same choice that everyone else in office makes, Ron Paul being the lone exception in all of human history. It's for this reason,
that's a heck of a claim, huh?
It's for this reason that the newly seated revolutionary politicians will betray those who put them in power. It happens like clockwork, same as day turns to night.
You know, you always imagine that if this was you, that you finally got into one of these seats of power, that you would somehow do differently. You know, that you would be the lone ideologue that would try to do it the right way. And then you'd find if you wanted to get something done, instead of just, you know, they call Ron Paul Dr. No. I mean, when was the last time he had a law that got passed?
That's a good question. I don't know about that.
It's unfortunate, but nobody sides with him, right?
Occasionally they do. Barney Frank, I think, joined up with them on some sort of medical marijuana or marijuana provision.
Occasionally.
There's also that other guy that's against war, the Democrat guy, the
Kucinich.
Kucinich.
The other guy who's against war, there's like 535 Congress critters.
Not very many of them are against war.
Three of them against war.
Yeah.
Well, their campaigns are financed by the military-industrial complex, so of course. You know, obviously, it's good to be that ideologue, and I'm all for people that say no, but as Lou's pointing out here, it's not like Ron Paul's getting a lot of stuff passed.
So some good can still come out of the results, if only because former ideologues can serve as some resistance to really bad policy. The new Congress that was seated after the 1994 election certainly curbed the ambitions of the Clinton administration for a time, but avoiding greater evil is not the same as doing good. We can state with confidence, all else being equal, that even the best electoral outcome will not lead to actual cuts in the power of government over our lives. That doesn't mean it's all for naught.
That's certainly true on the U.S. level. I'm going to go for that. I don't know that that you can make that statement out of hand on sort of a state level, especially if you have something like the Free State Project going on.
Yeah, he's definitely talking about federal here. That doesn't mean that it's all for naught. What will change the prospects for freedom in this country is a growing and society-wide awareness of the issue of freedom.
That's
and
true.
The role of the state in wrecking that freedom and the civilization to which it gives rise. Lou Rockwell over at LouRockwell.com. We go to your phone calls about what you want. Steve is in Missouri. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark. Steve?
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Steve?
I want to know more about this Free State Project. I mean, you guys talk about this day in and day out, but you don't really talk about what the Free State Project is.
We don't?
I mean, from my perspective, it sounds like it's basically a big ad for New Hampshire. Like, come to our state.
Well, no, it's
an ad to get liberty-minded
people to come to New Hampshire. If you believe in statism, if you believe that government's going to solve problems, I don't want you to come to New Hampshire. So it's the idea
that
activists.
The New Hampshire Chamber of Commerce is not sponsoring this show. They are not. They don't think that Free Talk Live is necessarily the greatest venue for bringing people to the state because. What the stated goal of the Free State Project is to bring 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to New Hampshire in order to make the government, to keep the size of the government or shrink the size of the government to only protecting life, liberty, and property.
Yeah,
does that sound like something in the government?
I mean, do you think that the government that the New Hampshire government is actually going to be on board with that?
Oh, I don't suspect that the people in the government, especially ones that are into the idea of growing the government, are very excited about that idea.
No, we're a threat to the activists here, the liberty-loving activists that have moved here as part of the Free State Project, are a clear threat to the status quo and the people that are in the government and their jobs and their pensions. So, no, I don't imagine very
okay, so why New Hampshire, then?
That's a great question. You can go to freestateproject.org, and there are 101 reasons to make the move to New Hampshire there. In the beginning of the Free State Project, it was an idea. It was positioned or posited on an internet forum somewhere, and I think it was a discussion group of some sort, and it started to catch fire. People started joining up, and there were 10 states in the very beginning, 10 candidate states, all with less than 1.5 million population. And after the Free State Project reached 5,000? Yeah, it was 24. It was 5,000 members. After 5,000 people signed up, they had a vote. So until that point, we didn't know what the state was. At 5,000, there was a vote, and everybody that was a member received a packet of information. We'll continue telling you about this in a moment, so hang on. More with Steve and your thoughts as well.
We get so caught up in talking about the Free State Project that we forget to explain the very basics of it.
Well, we can't always tell the history of the project. 800-259-9231, but since we've been asked, we will explain here in a moment. How did this all come about? Why New Hampshire? 1-800-259-9231. You can take control, and maybe you are a Free Stater, and you want answers. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Call us your name. Maybe enough time for your call. You make it now. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so head over there, enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com, and if you want to help the show out, you can do that. You can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the proceeds. So you just start your shopping through amazon.freetalklive.com. Get whatever it is you're looking for. Maybe it's a video game or a book or an office product or, you know, tool, baby stuff. You name it, they've got it. Dozens of categories at Amazon and new and used items. Free Super Saver shipping is available on a lot of their new stuff. Get your shopping done over at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and the fun, Steve, in Missouri, calling to ask about the Free State Project. It's something we talk about a lot on the program, and for good reason. It's part of a big part of our lives. I mean, we, all of us here, made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, but we don't always get a chance to really stop down and explain in detail why New Hampshire and what's, you know, what's a little bit more about the Free State Project. And Steve, are you still with us?
I am.
All right. So as I was explaining, there were 10 candidate states. Alaska, Wyoming, Delaware,
Vermont. Rhode Island was exempted because of corruption.
Yeah. So the main qualifier was that each state had to be under 1.5 million population. And then what happened was there was this vote. Once the Free State Project reached 5,000 participants, there was a vote. Everyone received a ballot. They received details about each state. So each state already had Free Staters that were living in it. And so those folks obviously didn't want to move. So it was a, kind of like their responsibility to pitch their state to the other members. And there's no doubt New Hampshire, the activists that were in New Hampshire already, did a kick-butt job of promoting New Hampshire. They came up with this 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. The other state supporters didn't even come close.
Not even close, yeah.
In how they how well they promoted their states. And New Hampshire kind of, I was already attracted to it initially anyway.
It was rated by the Mercatus Center as the freest state in the Union back in 2008. So, I mean, there's you know, there's good reason why it was chosen.
Well, in this case, the vote happened in 2003. That's
indeed,
when the vote went
it
down.
It just gives an indication.
But yeah, there's this just kind of a culture of liberty in New Hampshire in comparison to other places. The live free or die state. There's no state income
really
tax.
Really cold there, though.
It is cold, and there's no,
I'm from Florida. Do you really want to get into the cold conversation with me? Like, you know, maybe I'm maybe you're not willing to give up enough if you want to talk about it being cold.
Right. So for me, to be fair though, Steve, when I first heard New Hampshire, and I voted number one for New Hampshire, by the way, that was when I, because we actually, when they did the vote, it was the Condorcet method, where you vote in order of preference, and so that's how, so that's how they kind of calculated the votes. And New Hampshire won overwhelmingly. And my big objection before I joined the Free State Project, my objection was, man, it's going to be cold in a lot of those states. I don't know if I want to join the Free State Project. It's cold. And so I finally thought about it a little bit more. And it took me, several months, maybe even a whole year, to really come around to the decision that I want to join this thing, because I realized that if I could be...
By join, you mean sign. There's not really a join. You don't really join in the sense that you just sign
up. I'm pretty sure
you
click a button that says join when you go to freestateproject.org.
Right, but it's not a membership. It's very decentralized. There isn't a chief that says, all you little Liberty Indians, go do this.
And yeah, there's nobody that's in charge of us, the activists.
You make a statement that says that, I agree with this. And...
Right. The Free State Project just exists to make to encourage liberty-minded people to make the move to New Hampshire. Over 10,000.
Well, I agree with the tenets of,
Great. So the reason why
I don't know that. I mean, what do you really hope to accomplish with this?
Liberty in our lifetime, of course.
Everybody hopes to accomplish something different. But here's what I hoped when I signed up. Is I hoped, because what you're dealing with government is every government in America gets bigger every year, right?
True.
Wouldn't it be amazing to see a government actually shrink by 5% every year for 10 years? It'd be an incredible feat, wouldn't it?
So since 2003, when New Hampshire was named, the home of the Free State Project, how much has the government shrinked?
Well, it hasn't even – the Free State Project hasn't even started. That was when New Hampshire was chosen. There are a few people that have made the move. There were a few people, like hardcores, that made the move immediately after it was chosen. But most people haven't moved yet. Only a few hundred people have actually made the move at this point.
And right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Results talk.
Remember, to have
government
results.
Of New Hampshire – I'd be more willing to move out there than you guys.
That's valid. It absolutely is. If you want to wait until 20,000 other people sign up, and then they pick up, and they move, and then they make a free state for you to come and enjoy, that's cool, man.
There are people that will be that way.
Understand, and that's what the vast majority of the population is, but understand that that doesn't make you a hero, right?
Ian seems to, say, I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to be involved at all.
That's not true. I didn't say that.
I'm just going to kind of...
No, you haven't been listening very
separated
carefully.
Separated from the entire thing.
I don't think you've been listening very carefully because recently we've had lengthy conversations. Steve, I got to correct you, man. You haven't been listening. We've had lengthy conversations about voting in this on the show, and I've made it pretty clear that I support people voting in local elections. So I don't know what you're talking
about.
Why
don't you vote?
I do.
He does vote.
I just voted for Andrew Carroll.
He doesn't vote on national.
I thought I had heard you say that you don't vote at all.
He doesn't vote in national elections.
Federal elections.
Because he doesn't pay
federal
income tax.
It doesn't make a difference whether I vote in federal elections. It makes a difference. It can make a difference here in a New Hampshire election. So I'm sorry if you misunderstood what I said.
Yeah, I didn't realize that's what you meant.
So there are a lot of people up here that are voting and working within the political system. And if you want to see evidence of success, even with a few hundred movers, there already are four Free State Project members that have been elected to the New Hampshire State Legislature. There are about
That won their primaries here most recently, and I suspect there's a good chance that they'll make it all the way through the general.
Yep. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is out there influencing the already existing legislators, influencing them in a more pro-liberty direction. There was a knife piece of legislation that legalized all possession of all knives here in New Hampshire. That just happened this year. So those are a few things. Also, the liberty activists have stopped things like seatbelt bills consistently. They've stopped those from coming about.
The smoking bill, but it came back.
What about cameras? Do you guys have cameras in New Hampshire?
You mean like red light cameras? No, I don't. Not that I know of.
I've never seen a stoplight camera in New Hampshire. They do not have the speeding cameras. That's for sure.
So New Hampshire's already freer than Missouri. It's already freer than a lot of places.
I agree.
And hundreds of people are already here.
Right.
Over 10,000.
The Mercatus Center's study from 2008, and you will see the difference in the states. So, I mean, there's an immediate step up by moving to New Hampshire. It's just not huge.
Right. And if you're willing to do something, if you're willing to help, if you're willing to get active, then you should get here sooner rather than later. If you'd want to sit back and wait it out and see if things change, you can guarantee I can guarantee you things are going to change. And as more activists come here, and they are every single week, new people are moving to New Hampshire. That's only going to have a positive effect on the liberty scene here. And there's a big scene. There's everything from politics to civil disobedience. It's all going on here in New Hampshire. It's the biggest, most exciting liberty movement I've ever been a part of. Sean, you've been here almost a year at this point. Was it the right move to make?
Oh, absolutely. It absolutely was.
Are they paying you to say that, the Free State Project? Are they paying you?
No, this has been an incredibly difficult move. It ended up breaking up my marriage, but it's still definitely worth it.
Okay.
Some of the sacrifices people are making in order to come up here are incredible.
Obviously, the people who are picking up and moving their lives are zealots.
They're leaving their careers. Leaving
but
families.
It's over time, it's going to get less and less so. I mean, and that's the nature of all frontier situations.
Yeah. So I hope that answers your questions. We're short on time, but I thank you for the call tonight. And again, freestateproject.org, 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire are there, and they're very persuasive. I mean, just even if there wasn't a Free State Project, 101 reasons are pretty persuasive. But there's also this great movement of liberty activists that are coming here from all over the world, and that's pretty effing awesome in my book. I'm excited. I'm glad I'm here, and it's been a great 4 years that I've been here. I'm looking forward to the next, dozens.
For me, the best thing about it, I would not live in New Hampshire if it wasn't for the Free State Project. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm not into the weather so much, and, the nature's beautiful and stuff, but I liked my life the way it was. But for me, the big deal is the hope. If you believe in liberty, there's actual hope here, not frustration.
Robert's on the line in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing? I just want to ask you about the Liberty Forum. See, me, myself, if it was up to me, I would have moved, last week.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to convince my wife, so I think the Liberty Forum would be a good deal for that.
Absolutely. You're talking about the once-a-year event that the Free State Project puts on in a hotel in Nashua where hundreds of liberty-minded people, many of whom are already living here in New Hampshire, get together, and they have a convention-style thing. And it's a great opportunity to bring up family members who need to be convinced. They'll meet other people that are in their role. She'll meet other ladies that are in the liberty movement. And what was it like for Laura, Mark? I mean, she came up to one of those.
Yeah, she loves hanging out with the wives and things. And Stephen Mullen, who's wife, and her run around the town. Had a great time.
It made a big difference. So definitely go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Liberty Forum. We're out of time tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.